The Holy Gospel appointed for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully." And he thought to himself, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops." And he said, "I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not only to be on our guard against all kinds of greed, because our life does not consist in the abundance of our possessions, but on God's abundant grace and blessing, with a treasure that will bring us lasting pleasure. Yes, to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first, and all these things will be given to us as well. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, with special attention to verses 9 and 10. And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So it is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, are we possessed by our possessions? What would you say right now? Yes, are you and I possessed by our possessions? Possessed by the things of this world? Being tempted to relax, eat, drink, and be merry, just like this man in the parable of Jesus, and not getting enough satisfaction out of our possessions. But the Rolling Stones used to sing way back in the 1960s, 50 years ago. Remember? "I can't get no satisfaction." Because that's precisely what people are doing today. As they turn their attention to something else that will give them that satisfaction that they are looking for. A good job, money, fame, prestige, entertainment, and a host of other things in this life. Unfortunately, they are never ever satisfied with what they have. Their house is never big enough. Their car is never new enough. Their clothes are never nice enough. They live with a never-ending desire for more and more. And therefore, their life is dominated by things. And that's precisely what happened. When someone came up to Jesus and asked him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Well, at first, it seemed like a reasonable request. All he wanted from Jesus was to arbitrate or to negotiate the part of his inheritance. To have Jesus convince his older brother to give him the part of the inheritance that he was entitled to as a brother. And why? Because the older brother was always in charge legally of the inheritance and actually had a right to 2/3 of it, while the younger brother was entitled to only 1/3 of it. However, as Jesus was considering his request to intervene and arbitrate, he saw something else in the younger brother. Jesus saw a lot of greed in his eyes and in his heart. All he wanted was really his money. So Jesus responded to him immediately saying, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" Not that Jesus couldn't judge or arbitrate the matter, since he was also a rabbi. But these matters were usually judged and decided by the local Jewish rabbi in the community. So instead of arbitrating it, Jesus responded to him with a warning, saying to him, "Take care and be on guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." The New International Version of the Bible reads, "Watch out, be on guard against all kinds of greed." As a matter of fact, St. Paul writes in his first letter to Timothy, "The love of money is the root of all evil." But at the same time, Jesus isn't saying that it's wrong to have a lot of possessions or to have money, does he? No, he doesn't. There's absolutely nothing wrong, even for us as Christians, in being blessed by God with an abundance of wealth and riches. Owning a beautiful home or a cabin, driving a nice or expensive car or a truck, being able to travel and enjoy the good life. But as long as we don't become greedy ourselves and allow our possessions we own and we have accumulated during our lifetime to possess us and become our master. Because at the end of the day, remember, the love of money is the root of all evil. As a matter of fact, Jesus makes this very clear in our text for today as he goes on to tell them a parable saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully." And he thought to himself, "What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops." And he said, "I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods." And that's precisely what the rich man did. He was greedy, looking only for himself, instead of giving perhaps the surplus of his crops to the poor and the lonely and the hungry in the community. Yes, all he was concerned with was in what he could get out of this life. the abundance of his earthly possessions, building larger barns to store all of his crops and goods, and becoming even wealthier. Not only that, but at the same time, his great desire to enjoy the good life here and now, that he actually said to himself, I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Yes, the rich man was so wrapped up in his greed and in his money that he forgot to make any provisions for his soul. So as a result of his greed, this is what God said to him, Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? And then Jesus concluded saying, So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. In other words, Jesus calls him a fool, not because he was wealthy and rich, but because he was possessed by his possessions and made absolutely no provision, no plan for his soul. That's precisely what happened to the rich man and the poor man Lazarus in another parable of Jesus. A man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day while the poor man Lazarus ate what fell from the rich man's table. But one day both men died. Lazarus went to heaven. As the angels carried him to Abraham's side, while the rich man went to hell, where he was in torment, in agony, anguish, as he looked up and cried out, saying, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. And unfortunately, that's precisely what a lot of people are doing today. They are also greedy and love their money, that they forget to make any plans, any provisions to what is going to happen after they die to this world, because they're so wrapped up in their earthly possessions. This is especially true here in Southern California, where we are pressured and surrounded by the glamour of Disneyland and Hollywood and Universal Studios, and I could go on, and a host of other tempting things of this world. Now what about us again? What about you and me as we listen to the words of Jesus? Are we possessed by our earthly possessions? Not getting enough satisfaction? Being tempted to also relax, eat, drink, and be merry? I hope not. I hope and pray that you and I are not ever possessed by our possessions or by the love for money. And when we have been tempted to give more attention to the things of this world rather than the things of God, to repent, to confess our sins and ask for God's love, mercy, and forgiveness through his Son Jesus Christ, and with the help and the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit, to give more attention to the things of God. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Yes, the temptation is always there for us to also give more attention to the things of this world in the abundance of our possessions rather than the things of God that will bring us lasting pleasure. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit not to be possessed by our possessions, the things of this world, but be possessed by the things of God, as we sang in the hymn of the day. All depends on our possessing God's abundant grace and blessing. I shall strive to win a treasure that will bring me lasting pleasure. God bless you in your trust, your faith, your walk with Jesus, not to focus on the earthly possessions we have, but on the heavenly promises God has given us one day in the kingdom of heaven, in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting, as we rely, trust always in the treasures in heaven. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen.